In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Photius the Great, who was a patriarch of Constantinople, who defended the church against heresies towards the end of the first millennium. And in honor of his feast, we have an epistle and a gospel which actually are used for many of the saints who fulfilled the same role in the church, those who were faithful hierarchs and pastors and high priests in the church. And so on this day in the epistle, we hear of Christ, the great high priest, who is the model for all true hierarchs and priests in the church. And then in the gospel, we heard about Christ as the good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. The word shepherd, by the way, is the same as the word pastor. A pastor is the shepherd of a spiritual flock. He's a spiritual shepherd. And so the role of pastor, again, has its model in our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the good, the perfect shepherd. In today's epistle reading, hearing about that great high priest who is holy, blameless, unstained, separated from sinners, exalted above the heavens. And truly our Lord Jesus Christ is this, you know, being the Son of God, who for our sakes took on human nature and became also a human being. He is holy in the truest sense of the word. Saint Cyril of Alexandria talks often about how Christ is not holy in the sense that any other creation would be holy. The created world can only be holy insofar as it participates in the holiness of God. But our Lord Jesus Christ, who is God, who shares the divine nature of the Father, he is, like the Father, the source of holiness, the generator of holiness. So he is a high priest who is holy in a way that no human high priest can even possibly be, let alone has any priest approached a holiness that even reflects his holiness. He is blameless, sinless, unstained. But this is only one half, so to speak, of the qualifications for being a good and faithful high priest. Because a priest is, as St. Paul explains elsewhere in this epistle, a priest is a mediator between God and man. And so the holiness that Christ has qualifies him to approach God, to sort of connect with God. But in order to be a mediator, he has to also connect with us in order to draw the two together. Elsewhere in this epistle, St. Paul makes it clear that that's precisely what he did through the incarnation. Because we have flesh and blood, he took on flesh and blood. In fact, he took on the entirety of human nature. He is like us in every way except for sin. And sin is not a part of human nature. Sin is something that we introduce into human nature through our poor choices. But the nature that God created us with, the nature that's at the foundation of who we are, does not include sin. That's why it's terrible when people say, you know, after they do something wrong, well, I'm only human. That's no excuse. That's no reason, no rationale. Christ shows us that a human being doesn't have to sin. Now that's a big ask for all of us because we are so habituated to sin. We are so enmeshed in it and surrounded by temptations. But he, having endured the same temptations, shows us how it is possible to overcome sin. And more than that, he helps us to overcome sin. In this same epistle, St. Paul talks about another aspect of his role as high priest. One aspect is, of course, the sacrifice that he presented for our sakes. The sacrifice, which was an offering, sort of a peace offering, an offering inviting God back into the lives of human beings who had rejected him. A gift showing good intentions on the part of the human race in order to welcome God back into our lives. But another aspect of his priesthood is his intercession. That he always lives to make intercession for our sakes. That's a quotation from elsewhere in the Epistle to the Hebrews. He always lives now. Having died and rose again, he always lives unchangeably at the right hand of God the Father in order to bring our needs, our struggles, into the mind of the Father. And of course, the Father doesn't need to be informed of our situation, since he has perfect knowledge of all things. But the one thing that Christ can bring to this situation is his human compassion, his human sympathy, his human solidarity with us, bringing a new perspective into the mind of God, into the presence of God, that human perspective. So now we can't say that God doesn't understand what it's like to be a human being, right? Like maybe before the incarnation, though it would be totally foolish, human beings could say, well, God, you don't know what it's like. Now he does know what it's like. He does know what it's like, and we can trust his sympathetic care for us. Which brings us to today's gospel reading about the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd, he says, lays down his life for the sheep. Because, unlike the hireling, who cares nothing for the flock because they don't belong to him, he belongs to his sheep. The sheep don't just belong to him. He, through his choice, belongs to the sheep. He identifies with them. They know him, and he knows them. And so he is willing to do everything in order to rescue them and to save them. So brothers and sisters in Christ, let us meditate gratefully on our Lord Jesus Christ and his caring, providential oversight of us, his sheep. And let us glorify him together with the Father and the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen.